Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, at long last, we have a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. Give us an update on that, if you would.
Well, I think calling it a peace deal is pretty much a stretch. What you're referring to is the ceasefire deal that U.S. President Joe Biden announced earlier this week. Now, related to it, the Associated Press announced last night that Israel's cabinet approved a deal early Saturday, Israel time, for a ceasefire in Gaza and release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The deal brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever.
Okay, well then, can you give us some more details on the content of this ceasefire agreement?
Yeah, the New York Post basically has the fact that it's in three parts or phases, which is what I heard Joe Biden say. In phase one, we're supposed to start Sunday, the 19th of January, 2025. Fighting is supposed to stop in the morning for 42 days, and 33 Israeli hostages are going to be incrementally freed. They think there's perhaps only 60 hostages left alive. No one's totally sure. There's supposed to be weekly releases of the Israeli hostages for some period of time. And on Israel's side, they're going to let 30 Palestinian women, children, elderly go for every person that the Hamas releases. And for every Israeli soldier released, they have to release 50 Palestinian prisoners, including various ones facing life sentences. Then in phase two, they're supposed to try to have further agreement for all the remaining hostages. And then Israel at that time is supposed to completely withdraw from Gaza. And then there's a phase three, which is supposed to entail Hamas trading the bodies of the dead hostages over, and supposedly that's what's going to happen. Now, I heard Joe Biden talk about this on the radio, and he talked about the three parts of the deal. And one news report confirmed what I heard, which was this is supposed to bring about, quote, according to Joe Biden, a permanent end of the war in Gaza after the three parts.
Dr. Teal, in your opinion, is there even the remotest possibility that phase two and three will be accomplished?
It's a remote possibility that some of that's going to be done, but the deal is going to be violated. It is not going to be permanent, because even if they do the third phase, conflict is not done between Hamas and Israel. By the way, Donald Trump also took credit for the deal. And the reality is many do believe his influence is what got both Hamas and Israel to agree.
Does God have any word on this peace deal or ceasefire agreement?
Well, maybe, or at least ones like it. For example, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, I'm going to start reading in verse 10. Because indeed they've seduced my people, saying, peace when there is no peace. One builds a wall, and they plaster it with untempered mortar. Say to those who plaster with untempered mortar that it will fall. There will be a flood raining you. O great hailstone shall fall, and a stormy wind will tear it down. Surely, when the wall has fallen, will it not be said to you, where is the mortar which you plastered it? In other words, people put this stuff together, it isn't going to make it. Mm-hmm. Now, look, the reality is, in a lot of ways, this deal is basically a positive. Okay, definitely for the released Israeli hostages and their families, as well as for many in Gaza. You know, they've been bombed and all this kind of stuff. However, many convicted Palestinian terrorists are to be released. And the prophet Isaiah was inspired to warn in Isaiah chapter 9, starting verse 8, says, the Lord sent a word against Jacob. It's falling on Israel. The Lord's going to spur his enemies on with the Philistines, and they'll devour Israel with an open mouth. The Bible's clearly prophesying that some Palestinians are going to do something, and I would think this would probably involve terrorism. Now, as far as the deal itself, Israel 365 News had some relatively negative things to say about it. It says, this proposed deal has many major flaws. For example, it does not create a permanent ceasefire, does not disarm Gaza, does not eliminate Hamas from Gaza, does not have terms for release of all the hostages, has so many pitfalls it could be violated at any stage. In the first stage, it's 42 days, during which 33 hostages, dead or alive, are slated to be released in exchange for thousands of Hamas terrorists. Releasing thousands of hardened terrorists to return to Gaza streets to perpetuate such acts of terror that all Israelis, that threatens all Israelis, this is creating free trauma drama. Some feel that Israeli enemies agree this is a bad deal because they'll never stop trying to massacre innocent Jews and annihilate Israel. The thinking goes that if the terrorists think it's a good deal, it's bad for us. Indeed, Palestinian Arabs are celebrating their victory.
Well, that makes it sound like this ceasefire deal is no deal at all. Is the Mideast doomed to perpetual war?
Permanent peace is not going to come to the Middle East until after Jesus returns. We should pray for his return and his kingdom to come, as he said in Matthew 6, verse 10. Now, the Bible does show that time is going to come when there will be a temporary peace deal in the Middle East, but the Hamas-Israel ceasefire deal is not that one. This deal has so many problems that it's doubtful that the three phases will be implemented, and so you're going to have to expect changes. Furthermore, the Bible also shows it's going to be a European leader, probably a Germanic one, who will be involved in confirming the coming prophesied deal of Daniel 9, 26, and 27. And that is not the current Israel-Hamas deal.
Well, tell us more about this prophesied peace deal.
Well, if we go to Daniel chapter 9, picking up in verse 26, we read, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end of it will be with a flood. So let's just stop here. The city of Jerusalem and the sanctuary, the ancient temple, was destroyed by General Titus in 70 AD. So these are European peoples who are involved here. And we hear about until the end of war, desolations are determined. Then verse 27. Then he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Now, most prophecy watchers, and this goes back even to the Roman Catholic bishop Hippolytus in the third century, said this is talking about a 7-year deal. And this person here, by the way, is called a prince in verse 26, which means he's not the top person in Europe at the time when he confirms this deal. But in the middle of the week, he'll bring an end to the sacrifice and offering. Well, that means the sacrifices have to be resumed, and he's going to bring an end to it. And this prince is a European leader, and he's later called the king of the north in Daniel 11, verse 40. So he goes from being a prince to a king. And he is, when he breaks this in the middle, this is also referred to in Daniel 11, verse 31. It says, and forces will be mustered by him. He will defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Now this, he is the coming European king of the north beast power. And as I said before, we know this is European because it was the European Roman Empire that destroyed Jerusalem and the temple back in the in 70 AD. Now, as it turns out, in the 21st century, the European Union includes much of the land and the peoples that were part of the ancient Roman Empire. And it's a prince coming from that people that the peace deals to be confirmed by, according to Daniel 9, 26 and 27. So this prophecy tells us that someone you could consider a lower level European leader will somewhat officially start to rise about 3.5 years before the start of the Great Tribulation. And another fact is that the beast of the sea of Revelation 13:1 fits with the beast of the great sea of Daniel 7, verse 2. And that sea, by the way, is the Mediterranean Sea, and according to the Old Testament. So we've got various scriptures that support the idea that a power in Europe is the only one that could have an empire geographically like the old Roman one.
You know, it's interesting that even the biblically prophesied peace deal is destined to be broken. What are some additional details of the peace deal of Daniel 9:27?
Well, I consider that the deal of Daniel 9:27 is an extremely important prophetic event. It's actually one that the leader of my former church association also taught, but its current leadership there no longer teaches. It seems to distance itself from that. And because of that, anyone who doesn't understand it is not going to understand the prophetic sequence of events. Now, I want to kind of highlight basic sequence events based on Daniel's writings and some things that Jesus said in the Gospels. For example, Jesus talked about the beginning of sorrows in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8. And these have begun. Not all of them, but they have begun. Now, the next thing we're looking for is a seven-year deal that's confirmed or advanced and the final countdown to begin. And that seven-year deal has to do with what we read about in Daniel 9, verses 26 and 27. Now, this has not happened yet, but various ones are actually working on it. Now, the third thing is there going to be persecutions against those who support the true end-time Philadelphia work. You can read that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 13. You can also read that in Daniel 7, first half of verse 25. Now, fourth thing, Matthew 24, 14. A lot of people don't understand that this is an important part of the sequence. Some people think this has all been done. Some people in the Church of God, some people outside the Church of God think the gospel of the kingdom has already reached the world as a witness, Matthew 24, 14. But the Bible says once that happens, the end comes. The end hasn't come yet. Okay. That's in progress. We're working on it. We have our gospel of the kingdom booklet in around 2,000 languages. We're just making sure we get them all right place online. Now, the fifth thing, the sacrifice is going to have to start some point in time. And the abomination of desolation Daniel spoke about is supposed to be set up. And we haven't seen this yet. And then the sacrifice has to stop. Now, Jesus talks about a time where his people would flee in Matthew 24. He prayed that this would not happen on the Sabbath or in the winter. And we read about this also happening in Revelation chapter 12, verses 14 to 16. This is for the Philadelphian Christians. The other Christians will not be protected. You can read about them in verse 17 of that chapter. The Great Tribulation will begin, and Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles for 42 months. And then the Christians that have not been protected, they will also be subject to persecution. They'll be given to the hand of the beast for the time and a half of times, 3.5 years. Jesus is going to return 3.5 years after the Great Tribulation begins. And then Jesus is going to bring about peace. So Jesus is the Prince of Peace, as we read it in the book of Isaiah. Now, a lot of these items I talked about are directly predicted or predicated upon that seven-year deal of Daniel 9:27. And again, the sacrifice has to start before they're stopped. But let me also say, as far as working on a peace deal, many don't realize that the European Union actually has a Middle East peace envoy, and they want to be involved in the peace deal. Anyway, although the fighting between Hamas and Israel is not permanently over, there's because various ones, including Europeans, want a peace deal and they want to be involved, a deal is going to happen. You know, world events are aligning with and will align with properly understood biblical prophecies.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.